This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. One quarter of Italy's population is in lockdown under an emergency decree Sunday. Italy has experienced more COVID-19 deaths than any other country outside China. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
In an evening press conference, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte explained the new restrictions.
Ci sarà il vincolo di evitare ogni spostamento, vincolo per tutte le persone.
He said there will be no movement to and from these areas or within them, except for emergencies or for health reasons or for proven work-related matters. People who need to return to their homes, he added, will be allowed to do so. The Prime Minister said that anybody who has a fever of 37.5 Celsius and flu-like symptoms is strongly recommended to stay at home, limit all contacts with others, and contact their doctors. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News.
The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States increased to 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
And you're listening to VOA News. Meanwhile, in China, a hotel used to quarantine people with a virus collapsed Sunday. At least 10 people were killed in the incident. State media says 67 people were initially trapped when the building first crumbled, but at least 50 have been rescued. The Taliban says its peace pact with the United States does not alter the status of the insurgent group's supreme leader as the lawful ruler of Afghanistan. The group says he is duty-bound by religion to establish an Islamic government after former occupation troops exit the country. The latest Taliban pronouncement fuels the uncertainty plaguing the U.S.-Taliban deal signed a week ago in Qatar. It also comes a day after an American media outlet reported the U.S. government had intelligence that the radical insurgent group did not intend to abide by promises they made in the February 29th peace agreement. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The race for the Democratic presidential nomination now seems to be between former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. They've been on the campaign trail in the Midwest this weekend. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thank you, Dearborn.
Bernie Sanders liked the makeup of the crowd that showed up for his rally in Dearborn, Michigan.
I get inspired because I talk to groups like this. I look around this room and I see people coming from so many different backgrounds. It is beautiful. This is what America looks like at its best.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden was campaigning in St. Louis.
You know, Senator Sanders likes to say he'll need a record turnout to defeat Donald Trump. He's right. And we're the campaign that's going to do that record turnout.
Missouri and Michigan both hold primaries on Tuesday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Formal debt restructuring talks between Lebanon and its bondholders are expected to begin in about 2 weeks, a source familiar with the matter said on Sunday. This comes a day after the heavily indebted state declared it could not meet its debt repayments, which include a Eurobond of $1.2 billion maturing on Monday. This sets the state on a course for a sovereign default as it grapples with a major financial crisis. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.